So here we go. Fender ready to kick it off as we're set for week four of the high school football season. Been looking forward to this matchup all year. It's Sherrard and Rockridge on homecoming from Clifford Tingfield. Anderson waits in the shotgun, takes a snap, blitz on, having to evade pressure, going to throw deep down the field. It is caught by Carter Brown, and he's going to get away from Landon Wheatley and score a touchdown from 62 yards out. Anderson to Brown, and the Tigers take the lead in the second quarter.
How did he catch that?
11-12 to play in the fourth quarter. Rockridge has the ball, trailing by four. 21-17, Schweigen in the shotgun. Schweigen takes the snap. Read option running to his left. A lot of room to run down the sideline. Inside the 30, 25-20. Schweigen's going in for the score from 44 yards out. Colin Schweigen for the second time tonight. One play after a turnover. The Rockets take advantage, and Rockridge back in front, 23-21. Sherrard has it down three in the red zone. Anderson back to pass, blitz on. Stepping up in the pocket, throwing towards the end zone, looking for Carter Brown, who goes up and makes an incredible catch for a touchdown. Are you kidding me? Two receivers split to either side. Rockets quickly back to the line of scrimmage as Schweigen takes. He fakes to Zarlatanis, continues running, gets to the right side, and now cuts with room to run across the 50. Cuts back across the field, 45, 40. Schweigen to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, down the sideline, and he's brought down inside the 5-yard line.
What a run, what a run.
What a run by Colin Schweigen. From the 38 across midfield all the way to the 2. Deem takes the snap, designed quarterback power run up the middle, and Connor Deem is in the end zone for a touchdown, Rockridge. With 2:01 to play in the fourth quarter, the Rockets retake the lead, now leading 30-28. What a game, though, tonight at Clifford King Field between the Rockets and the Tigers as Schweigen ducks under center and takes the final knee of the night. And the Rockridge Rockets are going to move to 3-1 on the season with a 31-28 victory over Sherrard in a classic game at Clifford King Field.
So the Rockets are out of timeouts, and they have about 81 yards to go. Two receivers to each side of the field, ball spotted left hash mark. Sprinting to the right is Schweigen on the run, going to throw back, and it's caught by Mueller, 50, and he's out of bounds at the 45. What a great job by Schweigen. I tell you, to look at his receivers, he saw Wheatley was covered and said, hey, there's Mueller open, caught it, first down, 1:40 left to play. Line of scrimmage, the 33 of Morrison. We're down under a minute. Schweigen takes, rolls to the right, on the run, throws. The ball is caught. Did Wheatley catch that?
Yes.
He did. He caught it and out of bounds. And he has a first down near the 20-yard line.
Come on, Rockets.
It is third down and about 8 to go, line of scrimmage, the 9-yard line. Schweigen will take, rolling to the right, looking, throws. The ball is caught and diving to the goal line. Touchdown,
touchdown!
Wheatley gets in.
Rockets.
Schweigen to Wheatley. Oh. And the Rockets have taken the lead with 18 seconds remaining.
Oh,
what a play by Schweigen. Wheatley gets in as he lunges toward the pylon. Colin Schweigen and great runs by Alex Zarlatanis. Victory formation on a Friday night. The Rockets will down it, and they win the game. 14-7. All the scoring in the final quarter. The Rockets score 14 unanswered points, and they win the game tonight over Morrison. Rockridge 14. Morrison 7.
So can the Tigers go 98 yards with a minute 41 seconds and one timeout?
Gotta give him time.
First and 10 from the 2-yard line.
Gotta give him
Holland
time.
Holland Anderson in the shotgun takes the snap and is back to pass. Pump fakes, evades pressure in the end zone, throws over the middle, and it is caught by Carter Brown. What a catch as he took it away from a defender and has a first down across the 20. Fourth and 10, here's the snap. Anderson back to pass, blitz on, throwing over the middle. Brown has the catch, and he's got the first down. And that will move the chains. He's dragging tacklers with him, tackled in bounds, but he's out to the 37. Tigers got to get to the line of scrimmage. 11 seconds, third down and 10 from the 23 for Sherrard. Season on the line. They've got from the 2 all the way to the 23. One receiver to the right on third and 10. Here's Holland Anderson. Four-man rush for Orion. Back to pass. Going to throw to the end zone. Looking for Cyrus Hoke.
Touchdown!
He makes the catch.
Touchdown!
In the end zone. Touchdown, Sherrard. There's no penalty flags down. The Tigers on third and 10 from the 23. Tie the game with 5 seconds left. Can you believe that? Anderson, the holder. Snap is
good one.
Fenders kicks through the uprights and good. And Sherrard leads it 27-26 with 5 seconds to play. On the last play of the game, Filler takes
roll
the snap.
Right.
Three-man rush for Sherrard. Filler
watch out
steps
behind.
Up,
Nelson.
And he's drilled from behind by Bailey Nelson. And the Sherrard Tigers eliminate the Orion Chargers from playoff contention at Clifford King Field.
Shotgun set for Schweigen. He takes deep drop looking. Going to throw left side. The intended receiver. It is caught. And it is a touchdown for Owen Steele from 18 yards. Three, Schweigen an option. The pitch to Zarlatanis to the 50, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown for Alex Zarlatanis. Shotgun snap, deep drop, Wichtowski going to air it out downfield. Battling with Bull, it's intercepted! Landon Bull was battling with McMasters, and Bull with the interception.
You talk about a great athlete. There is a great athlete.
Back to pass throws in heavy traffic. Oh, they tried to run the hook and ladder, and it's picked up.
There's
this is Jude
game,
Finch,
folks.
And he'll go to the 10, to the 5, touchdown. Jude Finch, they tried to run the hook and ladder, and he took the lateral and goes in for the score. How about that? In on the quarterback, they throw over the middle. It's picked off by Zarlatanis to the 45. He's to the 40. He's to the 35, 30. Still on his feet, middle of the field, 25, 20. 15, 10, 5.
Touchdown,
Zarlatanis. An interception return. The Rockets get two defensive touchdowns here in the waning moments of this game. And that is the exclamation point. Moving on. To the second round.
Yeah, it was, you know, good fight by our guys. This is playoff football, isn't it? It's a freaking weird feeling game. A lot of weird stuff happened. It was a good job by our guys coming through, traveling this trip and that high emotional game there and pulling it out. It was a good job.
44 seconds to play. Princeville leads Mercer County 57-53. Golden Eagles to throw it in the backcourt here. Collison along the baseline, got to go the full length of the floor, down four. DeMuth back to Collison along the near sideline, clock at 40 seconds. Collison crosses the half court line, crosses over on the ball screen, step back three, got a good look. Collison got it to go. It's a 1-point game, 57-56. Timeout Mercer County before the inbounds play. So Collison makes it a 1-point game. 33 seconds to play in overtime. It's Williams. They trap him over to Melick, and they're going to try and foul him. Melick steps through the double team. Melick gets it to Stalter underneath, and he traveled with 16 seconds to play. Holy smokes. So an unforced turnover for Princeville. We said the Golden Eagles, they have like a rabbit's foot in their pocket the past month, and right there, Princeville turns it over with 16 seconds, and Mercer County a chance to win it here. They're out of timeouts, though, with 16 seconds to play, trailing by one in overtime. 15 seconds, here comes DeMuth across the center stripe with 10. DeMuth lost his dribble, lobs it to Hoffman, makes the catch with 9. Hoffman attacks the basket, goes up, scores, and the foul! With 6.6 to play, and Mercer County has a 1-point lead, 58-57. Unbelievable. Hoffman's free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound to Melick with 6. Here comes Princeville down 1 with 4. Melick picks up his dribble, gets it to Williams. Deep 3, high archer for the win. He missed it, and Mercer County survives tonight. Somehow, some way in overtime by a final of 58-57. Holy smokes, what a finish tonight.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we went down in the locker room kind of after whatever happened, and you can't talk to your team. You have nothing to say to your team. Everybody just looked at each other, and then everybody kind of yells and gets up, and like that's a huge momentum idea of what just took place here at the gym here in Aledo. But walking up here, like, I'm still like, I don't even know what just happened.
Back to a one-possession game, 37-34. Brown out, Fender in. Girard sets up the full court pressure, down 3-1-21 to play in the third. Thomas to throw it in. Gets it to Finnicum in a dangerous spot in the corner. Guarded by Fender. They want to carry. He's trapped as he crossed that court line. They steal it. Blackwell on the run. Here comes James Blackwell, and he lays it in. 37-36. A 6-0 run as the Tigers pressure, causing some issues here late in the third. They've cut it to a one-point game. Blackwell knocked it away again, and it's Girard Ball as he knocked it off with the feet of Myers. So two big plays in a row by Blackwell to Smith. Lost the handle. Back to the low post. On the block, it's Avendano working on Carton. Whips it right corner. It's Steele. Goes between his legs. Top of the key, Thompson. Can't pull the trigger, over to Smith, and now Myers. Great half-court defense by Girard this possession. Top of the key, Steele can't get away. Lost his dribble. Back to Myers, then he lost the dribble. Left wing for Myers, top of the key. It's back to Steele, and now Thompson. Tigers bench. Tigers fans on the far side making noise. An incredible half-court set defensively. They've had the ball for over a minute. Steele, left-handed dribble, crosses over into the corner. Thompson. Carton picks him up. Still not getting inside the arc. Gets away from Carton. Gets it to Avendano. Daniel bobbles it back to Myers. They reset for the fifth time this possession. Listen to the Tigers fans on the far side. Timeout, Monmouth-Roseville. What a set defensively for the Tigers as their fans come to the feet. 4:18 to play in the fourth. It's Girard 42, Monmouth-Roseville 37 on WRMJ. Steele makes the catch on the inbound play. 90 seconds to play. Brown cuts him off, and he goes behind his back as Steele gets it across the half court line. Brown hounding him. Great defense played by Brown. And then Brown ripped the ball. Oh, and Brown has it on the run. Here comes Carter, lays it in, and Girard's up by 8. 45-37, 15 in a row scored by the Tigers. 1:10 to play, Girard by 8. Monmouth throws it with the ball. Almogar makes the catch in the corner. Back to Steele, left wing. Hounded by Carter Brown. Off a screen, goes between his legs. Lost the dribble, got it back, and Brown took it away again. Here comes Carter in transition. Left-handed layup. Good, and 1. Wow! A 10-point lead, 17 in a row for Girard. Finnicum right wing three, missed it. Rebound to Switzer, 10 seconds to go, and the Titans will back out. Monmouth-Roseville scored 1 point, or 2 points, excuse me, in the final 10 minutes and 15 seconds of this game. Girard ends the night on a 20-2 run and defeats Monmouth-Roseville 50-39. The final score tonight, Girard 50, Monmouth-Roseville 39.
And welcome back. We're getting set for the action here tonight in the Class 2A Regional Championship game from Monmouth. Now, DeMuth on the wing, guarded by Cunico. He now dribbles to the free throw line, down the lane, shovels it up. Good! Good! DeMuth found a lane and got it to go through. 8-6 Eagles. Rockets up the floor with it. It's to Cunico on the wing. Boom! He hits the three. The turnover cost the Eagles, and it's now 10-9. Mercer County. Bowens to Collinson. He's open for three. It drops. It hit the front of the rim and kissed off the glass. 4-3. 13-9 Eagles. Collinson with the dribble right side to the baseline. Spins into the lane. Puts it up off the glass. Good! Good! What a shot by Collinson. He was off balance. Rockets call timeout. Fredrickson. Fredrickson as he avoids the double team. Dishes off to Hoffman for two. The Eagles beat the double team, 35-31, Mercer County, a minute 15 remaining, and a timeout called on the floor. Clemmy with the ball out front for the Rock Ridge Rockets, goes to the top of the circle, gives it to Bull. Bull, into the lane, up with the shot, good. They're going to call a blocking foul on Collison. It'll be his fourth, and Bull will go to the line to try to make the old-fashioned three-point play. Front to Bull, high post to Lehmans, who's back in the game. Now to Cunico, he'll fire a three, good. Caleb Cunico hits the three with 35 seconds left to go in the game. Up to Hoffman. Hoffman fires at the buzzer. No good. Rebound to Bull. We're going to overtime. Bull foul away jumper. No good. Tip up. Good. The tip up by Clemmy. 38-36 Rockets. Their first lead since 6-0. Bull inside to Wilson. Backs his way. Shoots up and it's good. Clemmy steps back up to the line. Free throw on the way. This one is good. He hits the second. 3.6 seconds left. Mercer cut it inbounds. It comes to Collison, working his way up the floor. Down the line, desperation heave. No good. Are they calling a foul? No. They said he hit the sideline. He was out of bounds, and that is the ball game as the Rock Ridge Rockets hold on to win their fourth regional title in a row.
All right, it's America's original March Madness on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. A trip to the Sweet 16 on the line. The Rock Ridge Rockets take on the Peoria Notre Dame Irish Bull right side. Bull, hesitation, move, spins in the paint into the corner. Clemmie, right corner three for Carson is good. And it's 8-5. Big shot there by Clemmie to cut the lead in half. Has no dribble and now whips it way out top for Wheatley. Wheatley fakes a reverse pass. Low post, Wilson. And away, and he'll slam it. Great pass by Wheatley to Wilson, and the Rockets cut it to a one-point game. 13-12. Now Bull, top of the key, fakes the three. He'll take it, and it is good. And the Rockets lead 15-13 on a three ball by Landon Bowie. Bull, cross-court pass. Kunico open from the corner. Bam! For Kunico, and it's a one-point game. Rockets have a chance to take the lead in the fourth. Here comes Clemmie. Gets it to Bull, a no-look pass. Bull spins. Goes up over Lynch. Got around him. And one for Landon Bull. The Rockets lead in the fourth. Has his back to the basket. Into the corner. Wheatley for three. And the lead is good for Landon Wheatley. And the Rockets have a three-point lead with 3:50 to play in the fourth. With 18. Hudson to Lynch and now to Graham. They want to get it to Dillon. Over to LaHood. They have it. Dillon posting up on Clemmie. Backing him down. And Clemmie took an offensive foul. Carson Clemmie. Another great play defensively. Can you believe it? He has shut down Owen Dillon and drew an offensive foul with 10 seconds to play. Kunico to put the Rockets up three in the final 8 seconds. His free throw is good. 31-28. Notre Dame can send it to overtime with a three. LaHood gets a screen, gives it to Dillon. Desperation three is no good. Rebound tipped around. Buzzer sounds. Victory, Rockridge. Back to the Sweet 16 for the third year in a row. Final score, Rockridge 31, Notre Dame 28.
I've coached at, obviously, college. Never coached at a professional level, but got some professional class, stuff like that. I've done junior high, done AAU from fourth grade all the way through 17, boys and girls. Nothing equates to how I felt after this game right here, man. Nothing equates. I've played, coaching national championships, played in big AAU tournaments, big time high school games. Nothing equates to how I'm feeling right now and how happy I am for these boys.
Bases loaded with two outs for Rockridge, leading 2-0 in the top of the third. The conference at the mound over. Quinton Smith at the plate to pitch him on the way. Hit the other way. It's through the hole for a hit. One run will score. Here comes Dye. The throw to the plate is up the line. It gets away. And Rockridge will send the third run. And it comes out of play. And three runs are going to score on the play. It's 5-0 Rockridge. Pitch to Bonsack on its way. Well, it got past the catcher. Here comes Smith. It's 6-0 Rockets. A sixth spot in the top of the third. 1-2 pitch on its way to Zach Almagar from DeCarroll. Taken for strike three on the outside corner. Carson DeCarroll roars on his way to the dugout as he goes 1-2-3 after allowing the leadoff double. DeCarroll set. Gets the sign and comes to the plate. The pitch swung on, popped up into right field. Smith is there, camps underneath it. The Rockets are regional champions, defeating Monmouth Roseville by a final score of 7-2. First pitch to Lewis, who hits from the left side. Gets. Swings, hits it into left field deep. Gets. Going back is Brooke Allen on the warning track. It's overhead and off the wall. Perkins going to come in to score. Lewis rounds second and throws on the brakes and heads back. It's a one-out double for Kendra Lewis, and the Rockets up 1-0 in the bottom of the first. I'm to Hofer with Lewis at second. Payoff pitch on its way. Well into left center field. Going back, Vaughn. It is off the wall. Lewis will come home to score. It's the third double of the first inning for the Rockets. It's 2-0. Rock Ridge in the bottom of the first. And here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up into the ball center game, field. Hofer is there, and nine regional championships in a row for the Rock Ridge Rockets in softball. Final score today, Rock Ridge 2, Brimfield Elmwood 0. Dietrich swings into shallow center field. Drop in front of the center fielder. Ball Sucker throws to the plate up the line, and it's 2-2. The pitch to Lewis is swung on, hit hard up the middle. It's down for a hit. One run will score, and it gets past Sucker to the wall. It's 4-2. Lewis heads to second. The Rockets score three runs with two outs in the top of the fourth to take the lead back. It's 4-2. Pitch to Charlie Perkins from Bree to Blais. That's
a gapper. Right center field carrying.
That's a gapper.
And two runs are going to score. A two-out, two-RBI double. Check that. She's trying to get to third, and Perkins is there for a triple. It's 6-2 Rock Ridge in the top of the fifth.
Base is loaded in two outs. A 2-1 pitch is swung on, taken to right field. Back on it is the right fielder. It's overhead and into the corner. That's going to clear the bases as Perkins heads to third, and she is there with her second straight two-out triple. This one brings home three runs. With two away, Lewis delivers the pitch to Kettleson. Swing and a miss. Eight straight sectional championships for Rock Ridge as the Rockets will return to Eastside Center for the Super Sectional Monday morning, a rematch of the state title game from a year ago, Rock Ridge versus Beecher on Monday in East Peoria at 11 o'clock in the morning. 3-2. Here's the pitch to Lewis on its way.
And they did it up the middle.
They did it.
Off the glove with a shortstop into center field. It's a hit for Kendra Lewis, and the Rockets have the lead in the top of the first, 1-0.
Riley back in the box here from the left side. As Coach Nelson said, corner infielders in. The 1-1 pitch. Riley squares to
bunt.
Gets it down. It's a great bunt field there by Scanlon. Throws the first, and it hit the runner. And here comes David trying to score the throw. The play is not made. And the Rockets take the lead in the sixth. A great bunt from Stella Riley makes it 2-1. And she's going to take second base behind the play. And they throw. And the ball gets away. And the Rockets are going to score a third run. Here comes Morgan Hofer. It's 3-1 as the Rockets score a pair of runs on a bunt in the top of the sixth and have a two-run lead. 1-1 pitch on its way. Swung on, Tillich just lifts it to left field. Hofer in on it.
Oh, she dives and makes the catch into foul territory to end the inning. The Rockets are three outs away from returning to the state tournament.
Runners at first and second with two outs. The pitch to Hofer. Swung on to
right center field. Karen, and will split the gap in one half the wall. One run scores. Here comes Kendra Lewis. Two-run score. And Morgan Hofer, deja vu. It's 6-1 Rockets.
Kendra Lewis looking to get the Rockets back to the state tournament. The 1-2 pitch to Norcus, swung on, hit to the left side. Dietrich Fields throws to first.
Yes!
Back to state. Rock Ridge softball heads to the state tournament for the sixth year in a row. Inevitable. 6-2 Rock Ridge over Beecher in the Super Sectional.
Man, it's just an honor. I mean, just to be a part of this program the last couple years and then me taking over this year, I can't ask for anything else. I mean, the girls are unbelievable.
Welcome back to the Louisville Slugger Sports Complex in Peoria. This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJA.com. The Ridgewood Spartans have taken the field. What a great atmosphere. Can you tell they're going for their first ever state title? This place is rocking. So here we go. The Ridgewood fans making some noise. They have runners at second and third with one out in the bottom of the third inning, trailing 1-0 in the state title game. First pitch to Maya Brown. They are throwing where the ball gets away from the catcher. Here comes Lewis, and she scores, and it's 1-1 in the bottom of the third. Dean moves to third base. Pitch to Brown, swung on, grounded up the middle. The shortstop thought about coming home, then throws to first, and she skipped the throw, and Brown's safe. Dean scores, 2-1 Ridgewood in the bottom of the third inning. 3-2 pitch to work. Grab to the right side. It's too far hit. Here comes Lindsay. The right fielder throws it. It's cut off. It's 3-1. Ridgewood extends the lead in the bottom of the sixth. A pitch hit. Two-out RBI single from Brindley Wirt. Line-eye bluffs down to their final strike. 1-2. Nobody on. Two outs. 3-1 the Ridgewood lead in the top of the seventh of the 1A state championship game. Here's the 1-2 pitch. On its way. Swing and a miss. Maya Brown slams the door. Ridgewood wins a state title for the first time ever. The 2024 Class 1A state champions. The final score, Ridgewood 3, the Lionel Bluffs 1.
It's been on my vision board for 12 years. I don't like to give up too quickly, so I was just determined. I came from a much larger school, and you know, when they showed me the field and showed me what the program had prior to us, there was a little bit of success, but I just think when you coach, if you can coach every individual player and coach the fundamentals, and it's just a softball game, and create better humans, that's what I want to do as a teacher, as a coach. And I just didn't give up, and the girls are the reason why I'm still here in the community, because they could have given up on me when we didn't, you know, we weren't 500 until 2021. You know, and in today's world, a lot of people want instant gratification, but I just kept my nose to the grindstone and stayed with my values, and the girls bought in.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. On its way to Lewis, swung on to left field. That ball's carrying deep to the wall.
It's gone! An extra
exclamation point for Kendra Lewis in a last at bat at Rock Ridge, a three-run home run to left field, and it's 4-0 Rockets in the bottom of the sixth.
3-2 pitch on its way, ground to the left side. Casey Price fields it on the hop, throws to first, a no-hitter for Kendra Lewis to close her career as Rock Ridge wins the third-place game in 2024, defeating Auburn by a final score of 4-0.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just this last season, don't take anything for granted. You know, look around, soak it all up, you know, because you can't go back. You know, I can't go back in my high school career anymore and look at all the fun times I've had with my teammates, my coaches, and all the life lessons I've learned is unbelievable. Being accountable, time management, everything, I give props to my coaches. Yeah, being fortunate enough to be in this school district, I mean, not alone, the softball program, they're amazing. The school is amazing. So every single spring, I look forward to that first practice. Even in the winter open gyms, they might push us really hard, but I'm never disappointed and upset because it is an experience that you have to live, because it is unbelievable.